Sports being brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. It's 44 minutes after 7 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, James, Julie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Beautiful day again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sunny.
It's nice.
75. Wow. 90.
I was saying, we're supposed to have 90 tomorrow.
Then back to mid-70s, wow. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So
90. One random 90 in there.
One random 90. We're going to look at the date book, Wyoming History. The year was 1865. Colonel Thomas Moonlight's expedition of the recently arrived 11th Kansas Cavalry reaches the Wind River Range on this date.
His name was Thomas Moonlight?
Thomas Moonlight's expedition of the recently arrived 11th Kansas Cavalry reaches the Wind River.
Sounds like a WWE wrestler.
Yeah.
Thomas Moonlight.
Moonlight. Bruce Boxleiter, actor.
Oh, another WWE wrestler.
Yeah, he is 75 today. Yeah. You know Bruce Boxleiter.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, he was...
He was what, Babylon 5, I think he was in that. And he's been in some a few Westerns too as well. Hmm. So, yeah. Steve Winwood, 78.
Oh, I love Steve Winwood.
I know, he's
and
good.
The band Traffic was his start.
Yep, 78 years of age today. Kix Brooks.
Yep.
Half of Brooks and Dunn, 71 today.
Another good musician.
All right, James, skateboarder Tony Hawk.
Legend.
Yeah. Still.
Maybe more famous for his video games. He put his name on than the skateboarding itself.
The dude is still skateboarding at 58.
Oh, yeah. That guy'll do it till he can't walk anymore, probably.
What's he selling? He's selling something on TV. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What is it that he's doing skateboarding? Is it a cream?
Something for muscle pain?
Is it a cream for
yeah,
muscle
it's,
pain?
It's something like similar like
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Hawk at 58 today.
Like BioFreeze or something like that.
Something. 1932, new character Dippy Dog appeared in the cartoon Mickey's Review by Walt Disney.
Later, I never heard of Dippy Dog.
You never heard of Dippy Dog? They changed his name later to?
Snoopy.
Goofy.
Bingo.
Oh.
Goofy.
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Wrong cast.
Yeah.
That's all right. James. 1965 at Chess Studios in Chicago, the Rolling Stones recorded the first tracks for Satisfaction.
It's a great band. Yeah. Timeless.
Pretty much. 1966, Bush Memorial Stadium, home of the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Been there.
Opened. 1966.
Different stadium now.
Oh, so I haven't been.
You probably went to the old one.
2019.
Oh, you said 2019?
No, that's when I went to the Cardinals.
Yeah, you went to the new one then.
Okay, yeah.
You went to the new one.
Yeah, okay. 1989, Joe Caballero died at the age of 81. He invented the hard taco shell.
Wow, and the rest, they say, is history.
Yes.
He put some tortillas in the oven and
accidentally
flipped them over
them.
And he was like, oh, this works.
Yeah, they fell over the oven.
Yeah.
Hey,
this works.
You guys know all this?
I mean, that's how you can do it.
You're just
easy.
Making it up.
Yeah.
You're just pulling our leg. Right?
You can do it yourself. You go home, put some tortillas in there, and then flip them over the oven rack. You got taco shells.
The way you guys were talking about it, I was fully entrenched with what you were saying. I'm like, wow, you guys know all this. Did I miss that story?
You just totally made it up.
That's probably what happened.
Thank you. I just like
improv.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yes, and.
Jeez.
I picked up what James was throwing, and we ran with it.
Yeah, you did. Good one. He suckered me in. I was like, wow.
Can't be that different.
Probably pretty
close.
Pretty in-depth detail. Then he fell over the oven door.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Okay. All right. The year was 2012. A missing piece of the Mayan calendar was discovered.
Oh, man.
Proving the Mayan didn't believe 2012 would be the end of the year. End of the world.
The 2012 phenomenon had me in a stranglehold.
It did.
I really thought the world was going to end.
You really did?
Oh, I did. I thought it was over.
It was a tough
year. I remember.
Leading up to that.
It was a tough year. It was more like it was a tough, like, it was a tough couple weeks where I was like, oh, it's over. It's all over. They got it right. I can't believe the Mayans, they knew this stuff. And then now looking back, I was like, that's so stupid for me to think about that.
How old were you?
I would have been, I'd probably like a freshman in high school. So,
oh, and you believed it was coming. Oh, yeah.
I was like, it's over. We really, it's over.
He was certain of it.
Yeah.
And then he watched that movie. What was it, 2012?
Yeah. I think that came out early in the year, which didn't help.
It did. I remember. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that movie. James. That's all right, James. There was a lot of people that bought generators when the year 2000 came around,
true.
Too, that have them in their garages now or sold them on Swap Shop because there was a glut of generators because of the Y2K.
The Y2K, yeah.
Although generators are never a bad idea.
No.
That's true. Yeah.
They are. They're a great idea.
There's plenty of stories of
people. It doesn't have to be the end of the world to use it. Fire up the generator.
There's plenty of those stories of people thinking the world's going to end and they're panic buying something or whatever.
Right. Toilet paper.
Yeah, that was recent. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But yeah, a lot of generators were, they couldn't keep them in stock and factories were cranking them out left and right.
Good year for generators.
It was a good year. It was the year of generators. And then after Y2K came, then you could buy a generator pretty dang cheap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, today is International Nurses Day. I thought we recently had that, but let's have it again if it is.
Every day.
Right. International.
Why not every day?
Oh, international. Was it national?
I think it was just Nurses Day.
Well, okay. County Nurses Day next, too. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? School nurses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Plant Health Day.
All right. Yeah, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. We got to work on the plant in my office.
Too far gone there, Bob.
You're the one that used to be a farmer. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's the great irony.
I've neglected the plant in my office. I got to look after it a little bit
more. Forget the plants. I like the rocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I want.
You never have to worry about the rocks.
Yeah.
The rocks are
a lot easier
shape.
To take care of.
No worry. Yeah. Just dust them off every now and then, and it's all good. Nutty Fudge Day.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. We'll go for that. And Odometer Day. Odometer has a day?
Yeah, sure. Big, very important.
You know, I actually looked at my odometer the other day, and I thought, wow, I have 60,000 miles on my truck?
There you go, really? Yeah.
I got 140,000 on mine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, Julie. Ramrodding that thing.
Well.
Lots of driving.
She's a worker.
It is. She.
Yeah.
She have a name?
She does.
She does have a name. Look at her. She had this big grin on her face. Yeah, busted. You got a name for your truck?
My whole family does that.
Yeah, that's true. The whole family. Except for
James. Except for me.
Except for you.
Yeah. I don't anthropomorphize my car. And it's a car. It's a vehicle.
Right.
It's
too.
It's a Honda.
I don't have a name.
It's got a name. It's called an Accord.
Yeah.
Honda Accord.
Or I don't say, come on, girl, or come on, guy. Or I don't do any of that. Yeah.
Well, I thank my truck for being such a hard worker.
Okay, so everybody, now the burning question is.
Yeah, what'd you name your truck?
What is the name of
your
truck?
Okay, so I've had her, you know, like 5 years, and she's 10 years old, but her name's Fancy after the Reba McEntire song. Because, you know.
Sure.
Fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Your truck's name's
Fancy.
I
ask a lot of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fancy. After Reba McEntire's song.
Yeah.
Why that song?
Okay, we probably shouldn't. No.
It's fine if you don't want to get into it.
No, she, well, she has to work hard.
Okay.
I think she becomes a call girl in the movie, or in the song, but my truck has to haul lots of water and hay.
Yeah, because
anytime someone
feed your horses,
hey, can I borrow your truck? You know, Fancy's there.
Fancy.
So.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave it at that. Fancy.
I'm a sucker for alliteration when it comes to that stuff, so I would have gone like Sarah the Silverado or something like that.
No.
Oh, wow. I never even heard of that one.
Well,
do you know somebody that calls that truck?
No. I'm just saying I'm a sucker for alliteration.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
Yours would be...
Will has a British car.
This is Will, your son.
Yeah.
All right. Your other
he
son?
Used to work here.
Yes, he did.
Yours would be Taylor the
and
Tacoma.
He was going to name her Diana, and I go,
no.
And that's...
Yeah. That's... You're playing dangerous game there, Will. He's got a Mini Cooper, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And Diana wouldn't be the best.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Asking for bad luck.
That is, yeah. Yeah, bad cloud there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad he didn't.
What? I don't know what he named her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
Yeah, wow. Learning all kinds of things about you guys. Hey, Montana, young mother living in rural Montana farmhouse faces a relentless struggle against a growing colony of snakes residing within their house. The problem began several years ago. Family members spotted the individual snakes, a whole bunch of them, led to the realization that the house sits on cinder block foundation, which provides a primary habitat for the garter snakes. The family now observes multiple snakes daily.
Wow.
That emerge into the house. Oh, man.
So I love snakes. I but do too, but
not, yeah, not every day that's in the house.
Not joking. That's a reoccurring nightmare for me.
Oh, yeah. Like, you don't like
snakes. No. But like walking into a field or something like that, and there's just like a bunch of different types of snakes are all around me and everywhere. That's a reoccurring nightmare that I have.
Yeah.
Wow. Just imagine in your house.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. The home is tied to the husband's employment on a ranch there in eastern Montana. The family cannot easily relocate. So the contractors are working on getting it sealed up.
Oh. Garter snakes can get pretty large too.
Yes, they can.
They're relatively harmless though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that big one we had in here?
The transmitter.
Really they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. On the transmitter.
They're always here.
Yep.
They find a way in.
Scientists, check this out, successfully reanimated microscopic animals that had been frozen in the Siberian permafrost for nearly a million years.
Whoa.
These creatures are called rotifers. Were recovered from soil samples drilled deep into the Arctic ice. The discovery proves that complex multicellular organisms can survive in a state of suspended animation for timescales far exceeding previous records. Researchers used radiocarbon dating. These little buggers were alive during the Pleistocene epoch. It's like 2.5 million years ago, by the way.
Cool.
Unbelievable. So here's the deal. They came to life. They don't require to mate. They started reproducing.
Whoa. This sounds like a good, scary movie.
Yeah, only it's not a movie. The ability to endure extreme cold for millions of years suggests the organisms possess specialized biological mechanisms to protect their cells and organs from damage. Biologists believe studying their survival could bring new insights into how other life forms might be preserved for long periods of time.
Fully self-sufficient.
Zombie apocalypse starts.
Scary stuff.
Get into our brain. And million. There you go.
That's why you freeze your body too when you die, and then we'll bring you back at some point.
Million years old.
No, thanks. Oh, okay.
Million years old, and then they start coming back to life.
Walt Disney had it right.
I don't know. Want to be frozen, James?
No, I'm joking.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Remember yesterday we had bugs?
Wait. So let's just talk about these things. Now they're multiplying, and now where are they?
They're in a lab.
This is what I'm talking about.
For now.
Yeah. They're in a lab. They're multiplying.
And they evolve.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to start preparing for the end of the world again.
Right. Yeah, for scaring James. You're scaring James, Julie. Don't scare James. Look at him over there.
All worried.
Snakes and getting in
your house. Another reoccurring nightmare and small viruses I can't see and bacteria.
All right, here comes some bugs. More bug stories. Remember yesterday we talked about all the different things, bugs. I got some text messages from people. Wow, that was interesting.
Okay. You love bugs, huh? That's what they said.
So here's more. Here's a few more. We'll just stay on this, James. Termite queens are among the longest-lived insects in the world, with some known to live for up to 50 years. Termite queens.
Dang. That's a long time. Yeah. Termites
50 years?
Termites are awful.
50 years. I know.
You get a termite infestation in your house, it's awful.
Yeah, not good.
No.
Fleas. I know they can jump over 100 times their body length.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
That would be like you and I jumping over a skyscraper.
Cool.
Like, how neat would that be?
Put fleas in the dunk contest.
Dang. Praying mantises. I saw a bunch of those this year. Last year, actually, on the bike path. Riding my
really?
Bike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How fast were you gone? Because they're pretty small.
Also, one of those animals that... That could look like aliens.
Maybe I was just taking a leisurely cruise on my bike, Julie. I don't know. No, you can spot them pretty easily.
Oh.
I wasn't even pedaling. I was walking around with my feet.
Making fun how fast.
How long does that bike ride take?
Takes a while, yeah.
I had my training wheels on and I was going very slow.
Exactly. Praying mantises are the only insects known to have the ability to turn their heads 180 degrees.
That's another one of those animals that look like they're aliens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Yes. Okay, Julie.
Yeah.
One more here. A ladybug can consume more than 5,000 aphids during its lifetime, making them a natural form of pest control.
Yep.
Ladybugs are also cool. Very cool.
Yeah, yeah,
right. And caterpillars have approximately 4,000 muscles in their bodies, whereas humans have 650.
Whoa.
Don't caterpillars have more hearts, too, don't they? Or those worms. Worms have more hearts. That's right, yeah.
They're reproducing, James.
Weird animals.
The animal kingdom we live in, right here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Have an awesome day today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's sunny and 75 today. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. Fox News on the way. Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour. Steve Schreffler's got a lineup for you. Get calling in. You can watch it online, too, as well at SheridanMedia.tv. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming source for news. It is 8 a.m. Sunny. We're looking at 75. We're currently 52 degrees.